This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Time to roll out the popcorn. Ads is back with the latest movie picks and previews. Good afternoon, Ads.
Hey, Warren, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Do you eat the popcorn when you're at the
okay,
movies?
I tell you what, I had the popcorn. I like that, the salted caramel popcorn, but it's very pricey.
Is it?
And I love my choc top.
Oh, yeah, me too. What
flavour? The chocolate choc top.
The chocolate. I like the boysenberry one.
Oh, my mum loves the boysenberry one.
I love it. Hey, today we're chatting about some buzz. There's a new Karate Kid movie coming.
Now, there is obviously many, many moons ago, I think it was the 80s, the original Karate Kid movie came out. Now, this is the latest in the franchise.
Right.
And it's called Karate Kid Legends. And it's meant to be, the buzz on it is pretty good. Mixed reviews at this stage. I haven't seen it yet because it hasn't come out to Australia just yet. But I am looking forward to it because it does star the original
Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan, which was not the original, but Ralph Macchio, who was the original Karate Kid. But Jackie Chan was in the last one with, I think.
That's right.
And then now he's well done, Warren. And now he's in the latest one with the original Karate Kid. So I'm looking forward to that one. That's very exciting.
I suppose you don't know yet. Is it a reboot, a sequel, a multiverse?
It is a continuation.
A continuation.
So it's a continuation of the story.
Okay. What's getting fans most excited about it?
Well, this is an interesting one. So I don't know if I'm going to say it. I'm going to be honest. But there is a movie called Lilo and Stitch. Now, it is, of course, it's a kids' cartoon from, I think, back in the 90s. Back in early 2000s. It was an animated classic, and it's spawned into this huge entity. I think most kids these days will definitely know who Lilo and Stitch are. And the early buzz around this film is it's heartwarming, stunning Hawaiian landscapes, and it's a real faithful adaptation to the original story, which is awesome.
Fantastic. You know what I love about our segment? It's so chaotic.
Yes.
So we were going to start with another movie. I started with the last movie. I just realized.
Oh, I know. I'm just jumping. Thank God I've been able to keep up because I think last week was a bit like a deer in the headlights, I think.
Let's start with Tom Cruise. He's back doing death-defying stunts in what's being billed as the final chapter.
Yes,
and Impossible. Is that right?
I'm so glad you asked it because this is the only one I've seen out of the three, so I had to sort of make some of it up.
Tell us, what's happening in Mission Impossible?
Now, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Now, I've got to admit, it's not the best of the franchise. However, I think this is maybe the seventh or eighth movie, right?
Yep.
But this has got some of the best action sequences you will ever see in a Mission Impossible film and potentially in a movie ever, because there's two scenes. There's a biplane battle and a deep seawater dive where they try and look for this treasure, and it is unbelievable.
Okay, so what makes this feel like a true finale, or is it just another setup for more sequels?
Oh, I think it sort of rounds out because this is part two of the last movie. So this is Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and I think there was one before it. So this is part two. So it does round it off quite nicely. But in saying that, Warren, you don't have to have seen the first part to enjoy this, because one thing that I don't like, and it's not really a spoiler, they do a bit too much recapping of the previous story in the first hour.
Okay, well, that'd be good for me.
So it would be very good for you, yes.
Riley in Coburg says, can Tom Cruise actually die or is he immortal? That cliff stunt was insane.
Do you know what? I'm not a fan of Tom Cruise at all. I don't really know the guy, so, you know, I can't really comment too much. But as an action star and as a producer for these films, he's pretty damn good.
Okay, just going back, Mick in Carlton says, do we know if this Karate Kid is connected to Cobra Kai?
There is mention, from what I understand, there is mentioning of Cobra Kai. Of course, Cobra Kai is the latest TV show based on the Karate Kid. And I think it's up to about seventh season or something, or four, something like that.
Okay. Now, how does this movie, I suppose, let's talk villains.
Oh, yes.
How does it stack up villains-wise?
And now, are we talking about the Karate Kid one or the...
No, Mission Impossible.
Or the Mission Impossible one. Okay. So, the Mission Impossible have some old villains. Yes, so just stay tuned for that one.
Okay.
But in terms of the Cobra Kai, what that looks at is it's that traditional villain that tries to beat up, you know, the one you like, the Karate Kid.
Yeah. Okay. from espionage to Disney's live action Lilo and Stitch at Lands. Is it tomorrow? No.
Yes. Is it Lilo or Lila?
Lilo. Do you know what? I think
you said the right pronunciation. I think I said the wrong one, and I'm meant to know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so Lilo or Lilo and Stitch or whatever. it comes out tomorrow.
So Lilo and Stitch comes out tomorrow. Tell us what's it about?
So it's actually about so it's a Disney live action reimagining of the beloved 2002 animated classic. It is about Lilo, a spirited Hawaiian girl who befriends Stitch, a mischievous, sounds like me, alien experiment. I think I'm an alien experiment, actually, who crash lands on Earth. I love getting probed. Is that appropriate? No, I shouldn't say that.
And Trish in Newport says, please tell me Stitch is still chaotic and cute. He was my 2000s obsession.
Oh, this is just as adorable. I haven't seen it yet, but it's just as adorable. And apparently, if you love that brand, go and see it.
Okay, Ben South Yarra, Lilo or Lilo and Stitch. Someone tell us what's the right way to say it. Is the reason I wanted a dog as a kid and a space blaster?
Oh, I can understand that because Stitch is so cute. It's an alien. And actually, I would have loved to have Stitch as an alien buddy or alien pet.
Like a little friend?
Yeah, as a friend.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
I would be awesome. I'd love to have an alien as a friend. And apparently, aliens are already here.
And if you didn't like someone, you could say, go.
What was that?
If you didn't like someone.
No, you could get them to maybe stun gun them. No, I shouldn't say that.
Don't say that. Jazz says, is it just me or is Tom Cruise running more than ever?
He does. He still does his own stunts, apparently, and he runs a lot. So you've got to give him credit for where credit's due, but he's a bit of an odd one, to be honest.
As before you go, what are we watching for next week? Or what are you watching for next week?
Okay, there's a few upcoming movies coming out, and I want to go and see potentially it's called Ballerina. Now, this hasn't come out for another few weeks, but it's a stylish action thriller based on the John Wick universe.
Oh.
And I love Keanu Reeves. He's in it and he's hot.
Oh, sounds exciting. Ads, always a blast talking movies with you. We'll let you get back to your alien.
Oh, thank you so much, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.